This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This week, Marketplace is exploring the future of coal, including the decline of the coal business in central Appalachia. As part of our ongoing series, Coal Play, sustainability reporter Sarah Gardner goes to the mountain community of Whitesburg, Kentucky, population 2,000 or so, where Main Street is feeling the effects of a relentless wave of layoffs in coal mining.
At the Railroad Street Mercantile in Whitesburg, owner Kay Fisher surprises you with an eclectic mix of merchandise: homemade jelly, aromatherapy oil, consignment quilts.
From ladies across the county who try to earn a little extra money because a lot of them, their husbands have lost their jobs.
Fisher and her husband opened their convenience store last year as mining employment in eastern Kentucky plunged. Inauspicious timing, but Fisher believed the downtown needed at least one store.
We're able to pay the bills, but have we got our money back that we invested? Not yet.
Take a stroll down Main Street in Whitesburg midday and you start feeling a bit lonely. The courthouse is the busiest place in town, but tables at the cafe across the street are fairly empty. We found co-owner Laura Schuster in the kitchen by herself. She can't afford a helper right now.
Once the layoff started, we immediately knew what would happen, that people would be afraid that they also would lose their jobs and that they would cut back on any way they can. And one way to cut back is to not eat out.
Whitesburg and other coal towns are also suffering from a steep drop in coal tax revenue, money originally intended for an economy beyond coal. Jason Bailey is director of the Kentucky Center for Economic Policy.
Local governments in eastern Kentucky have gradually become dependent on the coal severance as just a general fund source for operations, police, basic road repair.
And here in Letcher County, that tax revenue is half what it was just a few years ago. At Railroad Street Mercantile, I asked Kay's husband, David, whether the town can survive, whether there is life after coal.
Absolutely. We had life here before anybody mined the first lump of coal out of this place. I mean, there were some hard people living here, and there were some hard times. But it's always been hard times around here.
In Whitesburg, Kentucky, I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
You can find all of our Coal Play coverage at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report.